It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
All right, so this is going to focus on animals.
This All right, deck. Okay.
Now, the first one, did you know that there is a program that lets prisoners play with puppies?
No.
No, but could be dangerous for the puppies, I guess.
But does that sound like a good idea to you?
It may be. Dogs can be very therapeutic. Absolutely.
That's right. Don't we send dogs into, like, nursing homes? And
yeah, they work with kids. Absolutely.
Work with kids, yes. There's a program called Canine Companions that runs a puppy program here in Texas, as a matter of fact. And there's one particular inmate that has been banned from playing with the puppies.
Okay, go to the next story.
All right. Why?
This is going to be really bad.
Why do you think that?
He did something terrible to a puppy.
No.
I don't want to hear that this morning.
First of all, you gendered the prisoner male, which that offends
okay,
me.
Sorry, whatever. A prisoner.
Well, you need to apologize for it, and I need to
have a Zoom about it.
Okay, let that go. This is actually a female prisoner.
Okay.
Galen Maxwell.
Oh, really? That's right. She's here in Texas.
Well, that was what I didn't realize. I'm reading the story about her being banned from playing with the puppy, and the reason why is because of the nature of the crime she was convicted of. The thought process is, well, she was convicted of
doing stuff with minors.
Because she was Epstein's right-hand person. Yeah. And minors are vulnerable people. By the transitive property, puppies are also vulnerable people. And so don't allow her near puppies. That's the thinking. That's why she can't
Well, again, maybe the puppy
hold
could
a puppy.
Rehab her.
Teach her the value
yes.
of holding puppies. Well, yes, she is now, and that's the part of the story that was shocking to me is that she got moved to Texas. I didn't realize this. She's in Bryan, Texas right now at a minimum security prison. You know, a lot of these minimum security prisons, some of them don't even have fences or walls.
So she could go to an A&M game if she wanted to.
Well,
could.
I guess, yes, yes. Thank you for the sports tie-in, but yes.
All right.
But they... I guess, do you think those are good ideas? I guess they're working. Yeah. How often do we hear people escaping from
a no-fence prison?
Low-security prison versus high-security prison.
It's pretty rare, and I think that's because the inmates know they got it good.
Right.
And if they escape and they're caught, they're going to a worse prison.
This says that Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes is there at this prison.
Wow.
Too.
We got some high-profile female inmates here.
Yeah. I just got a fanfic idea that I'm working on now. Also in that prison is Jen Shaw.
Who's that?
Jen Shaw. Jim.
Of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
What did she
help
do?
Help me out there.
I have no idea. I have to tell you, I don't know that I've watched more than 10 seconds of any Real Housewives.
Right,
I can't remember watching any seconds, but I'm at least allowing for the fact I saw a clip.
Yeah.
A what?
Look what play he's running.
Great.
What I'm...
A clip.
Okay.
With a P.
That's what I thought you said.
The big P.
That's what I hoped you had said.
will Donald Trump pardon her? There's been
Maybe.
Talk of that from her attorneys. They've also asked the Supreme Court to take up her case, and Trump said on Friday night that no one has asked him about clemency. His quote was, "I'm allowed to do it, but nobody asked me to do it. I know nothing about it. I don't know anything about the case, but I know I have the right to do it. I have the right to give pardons. I've given pardons to people before, but nobody's even asked me to do it."
Big water, ocean water.
This is statement. So, George, I think you ought to take it upon yourself to make puppies available to Galen Maxwell.
Okay.
because it could really rehab prisoners. They hold the puppies and then they realize all their wrongdoings.
Okay.
And promise to never do it again. Okay. For $40,000.
Nope.
Really? Not even a 1 month in a minimum security prison like this one where you just mainly do landscaping and hang out
for
with your prison buddies.
Keep talking.
Yeah, 40 grand for only 1 month's worth of work.
No, it's got to be a lot more money.
Yeah.
I'll do it for $1 million.
It's a month in minimum security.
You're sending me to prison.
Okay, how about $40,000 for a week in maximum security?
No way.
I wouldn't do that for $40 million.
Okay, how about this? $1 million for 1 week in solitary confinement, which means you're not gonna you're not exposed to the other prisoners trying to kill you all the time.
That'd be horrible too. A week? I don't think so. I think you'd
but
go crazy.
1 week. It's only 1 week.
For $1 million? Guaranteed no other prisoners have access to me.
Right.
But you're in darkness and
I don't think solitary confinement is darkness. It's,
you're thinking of the hole.
Okay.
That's in movies and stuff.
Why'd you have to add in stuff?
Like Jimmy Jones.
Yes, I would do that.
You would?
$1 million, solitary confinement. As long as I'm kept away from the other prisoners and I get my three squares.
Yeah, what's in the solitary confinement cells? Do they have a bed, right?
Yeah. Again, you guys have watched way too many movies.
I know. I'd love to see what solitary confinement actually looks
really
like.
Really small, though. I think I would go crazy. I think it would be a really small cell.
I know. Your claustrophobia may kick in.
Yeah, I don't think I could do it.
Like, how big is a solitary confinement cell? Is it 5x8, which is the code for a bathroom?
I don't know. I'm looking at Home Depot's.
I would say it varies prison to prison, but that's probably about right.
Don't they let you out for like 30 minutes a day or something like that?
And they let you out where? Exercise yard?
The yard.
Yes.
We call with the other prisoners?
No, I don't think so. I think you're by yourself.
Hmm.
And I have a working toilet or?
I think that they, they have to have working toilets in there, don't they?
You have a bed and a toilet.
Once again, what are you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay, how big is a solitary confinement cell? And, I got to close out 40
I bet there's not ads. A standard size. I bet it differs from prison.
It said at the restricted housing unit at Crescent State Prison in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The solitary confinement cell is roughly 14.4 square feet. The average size of a porta potty, that's not 14.4 square feet.
No.
To 285 square feet, the size of a school bus. Is this a bunch of AI stuff?
Yeah, it doesn't sound
right. A bunch of AI slop. A standard porta potty, it says, is 3.6 feet by 4 feet. Now, if it's that, could you stay in a porta potty?
No.
No way. For a week.
I can barely stay in there for 5 minutes. No way.
Porta potty. Like a festival porta potty. So it has to be one that's been well used and been really caked up down there.
Gross.
Like the mode is teeming.
Got it.
Okay, the first answer I see is solitary confinement cell in the U.S. is often no larger than 6x9, 54 square feet.
Nice.
Okay, what about that? That's fine, George. 6x9?
6x9.
That's bigger than the standard or the smallest American bathroom that you can build in the new build.
Yeah, maybe.
6x9.
Still sounds terrible.
It does. And you have to look at the walls where all the other prisoners have scratched. Help me. Get me out of here. And there's a date of like 1896 up under it. And it's all crazy and creepy. And then finally, this story involving an animal, a pigeon, was captured on the border of Pakistan,
Texas and Oklahoma. Oh, okay.
Pakistan and Oklahoma. And it had a threat tied to its leg that was threatening to blow up a train station with the phrase "Kashmir freedom and the time has come" written up under it. So it was a bomb threat to a railway station that was sent by carrier pigeon, and they intercepted it.
Don't you always wonder how many of those pigeons made it, like back during World War One, where they sent, okay, they whisper in the pigeon's ear, hey, fly to coordinate L-17.
Yeah, and the pigeon's trying to hurriedly scratch it down with a little pencil on a piece of paper. Hold on, I'm trying to get the message down.
How do they know where to go?
I don't know. I think that's all a myth. They didn't really use carrier pigeons in war.
They did.
How? Because pigeons, you have to train them for a long time to go to one location. You can't send them to multiple. You can't whisper into the pigeon's ear, hey, go to location number 23. And he knows what that is.
He gets halfway there. Is he 33?
I don't know. Bombs are going off. It was hard to hear him. So I think that, like, how do you know where the battlefield's going to be to train the pigeon to go there? Because you got to plan, you know, you got to train him for six months to go to that one location.
Well, I guess we don't use them anymore.
No, I think they only used them in movies and stuff.
Do you think they'll do that on America's Team? Have a feature on Jimmy Jones, the defensive tackle who ended every sentence with "and stuff"?
Did he really?
So. Yes.
That was his deal?
Craig noticed that a long time ago. We started listening for it, and it was amazing.
He was the greatest interview. Every sentence ended with "and stuff."
It's a great catch-all. "And stuff." All right.
Okay, thanks, Gordon.
Welcome, Galen, I guess is what George is trying to say. So
I didn't say that.
That is the ODEC.